WXJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Monster of a hurricane gets even stronger as it closes in on the Florida Panhandle. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Michael's top sustained winds now 145 miles an hour.
Those that have chosen not to evacuate and they're on our coast, it's too late.
Nearly 400,000 people were urged to leave. Governor Rick Scott worried by an up to 14-foot storm surge putting houses underwater.
I have called up 2,500 members of the National Guard. I have over 1,000 rescue individuals ready to, go in as quickly as we can.
Fox's Jonathan Serres in Panama City Beach.
Bay County authorities, where we are, they say that life-threatening winds have already arrived, and they're urging people to shelter in place.
And the storm is expected to make landfall early afternoon. Some areas could also get a foot of rain. President Trump took more shots at Democrats last night at a rally in Iowa.
They want to destroy everything. That's all they're good at. Resisting.
He also wrote an op-ed for USA Today. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Democrats have promised that Medicare for All would improve benefits for seniors. But President Trump wrote that after a life of hard work and sacrifice, seniors would no longer be able to depend on the benefits they were promised. Counselor to the President, Kellyanne Conway, told Fox and Friends,
"Seniors, don't be fooled. It's anti-senior, anti-choice. You'll lose your doctors. It would destroy Medicare Advantage."
In the piece written less than a month from the midterms, the President wrote, "If Democrats win control of Congress this November, we will come dangerously closer to socialism in America." Dave.
Now, Rachel, Democrats have said the president's trying to undermine health care, trying to get rid of Obamacare. The Democrat President Trump beat in 2016. Hillary Clinton told CNN Democrats cannot be civil dealing with Republicans.
If we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again.
Of course, the midterm elections are now less than 4 weeks away. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
President Trump had threatened to shut the government down this month in the ongoing battle with Democrats over border wall funding, but he relented, signing a spending bill that keeps things funded into December. But that border wall issue is expected to come back soon.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy will introduce a bill providing more than $20 billion in border wall funding and include other immigration provisions, like restricting so-called sanctuary cities and implementing Kate's Law, increasing penalties for repeated illegal border crossings. It's not clear if the package would be linked to the Department of Homeland Security funding bill, a spending bill that will need to be renewed before December 7th. Similar immigration proposals have fallen short in the Senate. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A big night for Taylor Swift, winning Artist of the Year and three other American Music Awards on ABC.
Every single award given out tonight were voted on by the people, and you know what else is voted on by the people?
She's urging people to vote in November, days after Taylor Swift caused a stir endorsing Democrat Phil Bredesen in the upcoming Tennessee Senate race. It's down to the final four in the baseball playoffs after the Yankees got knocked out by their rivals, the Red Sox, in New York.
The 1-2, swung on, tapped down to third, slowly hit, charging as Nunez, he fires to first, stretch, got him!
Eduardo Nunez getting Gleyber Torres in time for the ground out to end the game, and after review, the Boston Red Sox win the series, taking the ALDS 3-1. Thanks to a 4-3 win over the New York Yankees. Audio courtesy of WEEI. Christian Vasquez would help out on offense, hitting a solo shot in the fourth inning with what would eventually be the game-deciding hit. Now the Red Sox head to the American League Championship Series, which opens up on Saturday at Fenway Park against the reigning world champs, the Houston Astros. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down a little bit the morning after the of the Dow dropped 56 points, but the NASDAQ gained 2. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good morning. Our morning news now with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional, with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana city leaders have approved a pay raise for city workers. WCIA says with the contract approved with the local union, workers will get a retroactive hourly pay increase of 1% for 2017 and for 2018 and 2% for 2019. Some news for those of you who might be job hunting. Jobs in high-wage industries are growing the fastest. USA Today says an analysis of Labor Department data by Moody's Analytics says jobs in high-wage industries like technology, professional services, and energy have grown slightly faster than low-wage sectors over the last year or so. From June of last year until August of this year, the number of jobs in high-wage industries grew 2%, while it was 1.8% for both low- and middle-wage fields. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these specs are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Check your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing in Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or BlossomBasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Yes, a 90% chance of precipitation. Today's high at 75. Things switching up as the wind increases, and we've got a low 42 into the evening tonight. Sunshine in a high 55, low 35. For tomorrow, only up to 49 with evening showers that could come our way on Friday, down to 35. They are saying frost in the forecast for Saturday morning. High 56 expected with sunshine on Saturday. Right now we're at 70, overcast, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I went to weather climate class in college. It was 8 a.m., so mm-hmm. I just don't remember systems going from south to north. I thought it went most of the time from west to east. Anyway, this one's kind of going south to north.
Now, is that because of Hurricane Michael?
Maybe that pressure is a sea. It was 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember. Anyway, the monolith that is this Hurricane Michael that is coming in now as a Hurricane 4. Keep in mind, Katrina was, I believe, a 4. This is a bad hurricane that kind of popped on radar 3 days ago and developed quickly and is moving quickly. And a whole bunch of folks didn't get out, and the storm surge, I think, in 14 feet. Think about your house. It's going to cover a lot of homes at 14 feet. And they've got 1,000 rescuers ready to go, but, man, I know you want to stay home, watch your stuff. It'll be okay. You hang in there, but 1,000 rescuers might have to come rescue you. And at some point, it's not fair to them. But then you stay and it's awful, or you leave and it fizzles, you know, all that stuff. Anyway, it's a big deal. We're going to check with Evan Brown coming to the bottom of the hour. We get the very latest on this horrific storm coming in. Very happy to welcome back Brad Blakeman, a former deputy assistant to President George W. Bush, managing director of the inaugural in 88, and in charge of President Bush 43. Brad, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good to have you back. Okay, first thing, Nikki Haley. Sounds like it took everybody by surprise, did it?
It did, but if you take a look back, it's perfectly expected. The average tenure of somebody who serves at that level is about 18 to 24 months, so she's in that sweet spot. Service is an opportunity, not a career, when you're appointed by the president, and you serve it as pleasure and direction. So I think you leave when you're on top. She certainly did that. And so it's not unexpected. The timing always is a surprise. But when you look at all the details, it makes perfect sense.
Anybody understand, Brad Blakeman, what it means to be immersed in an administration you don't have much of a life, do you?
You don't. I mean, you devote yourself to the job 24/7. She also has kids that are in college or about to go to college. She's supporting two households. And she's been in service nonstop for about 8 years. So it makes sense for her to go back and tend to her family, get her finances in order, and then maybe take another run at public service.
Yeah, because I know that, again, highly thought of, very strong person for Donald Trump. And to have an Oval Office send-off, I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Yeah, it shows that the president valued her very much. She's certainly going to be missed, but, you know, you serve at the pleasure of the president. The president always, I think, is well-served by having turnover. Turnover is healthy. Always sad to leave good people behind, but you find better people to serve that way. So I think that the president, by accepting her resignation, now has an opportunity to appoint somebody to carry on her work.
Former Deputy Assistant to President George W. Bush, Brad Blakeman. Justice Kavanaugh worked in the Bush administration, did he not?
He did. I worked with him. He was in the next office in the West Wing with me. Know him very well. Great person.
What would your take on the, the last 4 weeks? I mean, that was something.
It was. It was a circus. It was political assassination. It was, trying to derail the nomination at any cost. I think as a lawyer, one of the things that I found the most appalling was when Democrats actually came out and said Judge Kavanaugh does not enjoy the right of presumption of innocence.
Yeah, that was just
That's just beyond the pale. They said it's only available in a court of law. Well, if you ask the average American on the street, do you enjoy a presumption of innocence, they'll say, of course they do. I enjoy it on the street. I expect it in a courtroom. It doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah.
That's fundamental to our system.
Yeah, it wasn't a Saul Alinsky. One of the things that Saul Alinsky taught was always blame others for what you're doing. Hillary says you can't be civil to the GOP anymore because there's no civility. Excuse me? I thought Chuck...
When they're causing the incivility, all of a sudden it is the problem of the Republicans.
Yeah.
The Republicans didn't sit on the letter of Dr. Ford and hide it or cause it not to be investigated. The Democrats did. The Democrats couldn't find anything in his record, so that you manufacture things. The Democrats overplayed their hand, and the American people saw right through it.
Well, what's ironic is this thing, it's like the end of the movie Hunt for Red October, where that Russian-Soviet guy's trying to shoot the submarine and shoots himself by accident because he's out to get him. The Democrats probably hurt themselves with this effort because all of a sudden the Republicans appear to be awakened.
They are. I think the Republicans have been energized by this. There's nothing better than winning. Donald Trump has under-promised and over-delivered on the economy and on the courts. And it's the first time in a long time where a politician has actually made good on his promises.
Yeah.
And is willing to fight for the things that he believes in. So I think Republicans are fully energized, and it's not a regional thing. This is countrywide, because what happened to Brett Kavanaugh involves every person in this country. A Supreme Court judge will now sit there. You know, Brett's likely to be there for 40 years.
Yeah. Well, if Justice Ginsburg decides to step down or something happens there, put on your hard hat, Brad. Man, whew.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's DEFCON 5, where it's full-blown nuclear war with Democrats.
Yeah. Tell any Democratic friends that you have, if you have any left, on the far left, because it's going wacky, tell them to keep talking about impeaching Kavanaugh and Trump, please. Just every day, keep talking about that. That'd be good.
Yeah. I mean, this is another thing that is just crazy talk, to say that they need to regain power in order to impeach elected or appointed or Senate-confirmed people. I mean, the American people believe that is a coup d'etat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep it up.
Keep it up. Brad Blakeman, how do people follow you or find you?
Blakeman B at Twitter. I'm on Facebook, Brad Blakeman, and watch Fox News.
Thank you for your time. I see you on there all the time. Are you a contributor?
Not yet. Hope to be.
Heck yeah. That's a good title. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be a Fox News contributor. Good luck, because you should be. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
You met Brad Blakeman in New York City this morning. Quarter after 7, ESPN 93.5, former deputy assistant to President George W. Bush.
It seems like Trump was getting criticized for doing things in the Oval Office and not releasing a statement to the media. I mean, but well, no matter what you do, you're going to get criticized if you're Trump.
Can't win if you're Donald Trump. There's nothing. But did you see an unusual moment yesterday when he's talking to Nikki Haley and taking questions, and the president said, any other questions? And nobody had one. That's never happened.
They're all like,
what do you think? Text in. Let me know. Love to hear from you. 359-2255 is our text line. Also phone line, same number. 359-2255, sports headlines.
Well, pretty cool that you caught that moment, Stevie. You also caught the end of the game moment. Boston Red Sox beat the New York Yankees 4-3, and they had to review the last play for 63 seconds, kind of blowing the air out of the, celebration.
It was in New York, so it was a, you know, visiting team ready to jump up. And they did a little of that anyway.
Okay.
And then I said, they're going to look at that. It's going to be really close.
Right.
They showed it, and it was a boom, boom play, but it was, he was out. And then they started again. And then they jumped up and down.
Kind of anticlimactic, though. Is it okay?
They were, because the Yankees really rallied and got to their best closer. So, yeah, it was close. Yankee fans disappointed. I think Boston and Houston, I mean, those two are so good.
And that starts on Saturday night.
Dodgers and Milwaukee Friday night. So, you know, I think the four best probably got through. So, anyway.
Boston Red Sox will host the first two anyway. That starts Saturday night against the Astros.
Best of 7 instead of best of 5. So,
okay.
By the way, Game 7 of the World Series will be October 31st. It's not getting into November this year.
Wow.
That's if it lasts 7 games.
Uh-huh. Good to know. Well, let's see. There's not much going
on. Football, Illinois playing Purdue.
That's right.
I got 4 tickets I'm giving away.
Okay, that's good to know.
Stand by.
Well, Illinois taking on Purdue, 2:30 kick. The galloping gray ghost uniforms for homecoming.
Well, galloping gray tickets.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, all the tickets are gray. Normally they're orange.
Are we supposed to wear gray?
No, that's what the team wears. They've done it since Tim Beckman. Tim Beckman brought them out, I think, it's Minnesota homecoming. It was all gray. So it's the Galloping Ghost, kind of a tribute on our homecoming, where I expect 40-plus thousand, which will be good.
That would be nice.
Yep.
And, you know, high of 54 with sunshine expected.
Well,
so,
perfect weather.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Number 24, Illini Women's Golf, finishing third in Medina, breaking 2 school records in the process. UCLA point guard Tiger Campbell tore his ACL on his left knee during practice. This is the third Bruin to be sidelined for the season.
Wow.
NBA preseason has the Pacers at Chicago to take on the Bulls tonight. And that's pretty much sports this hour. I'm Diane Ducey.
Okay, 359-2255. Those are the text numbers. And, again, call numbers the same. And anything you hear on the program, anything you want to say, you're sure welcome to do that. Now, as promised, I do have 4 tickets to the Illini. If you want to go to the homecoming game at 2:30 and you are a little shy of paying $200 for 4 tickets, I've got them to the whatever text you want. Illini to...
What was the Galloping Ghost Red Grange number?
77. Silly.
Okay, yeah.
Of course, you're just testing me.
Do we want to go to 77?
Sure. All right, let's go to
77. Why not? They're gray tickets. They're wearing the gray outfits.
All right. It's 217-359-2255. Text in 77 for 4 tickets or $200 in value if you'd like to win them. Let's check weather, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years, wattscopy.com.
By the way, Ted said that finish reminded me of the 2010 Stanley Cup. I guess they had to review that play on that. So we've got clouds today and a high 75, 55 with sunshine tomorrow, only up to 50 on Friday, down to 35 in the evening. They're saying we could get some frost into Saturday morning. morning, but the high 57 for that homecoming game. 70 now on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com, taking the 77th text in honor of Red Grange. 359-2255, text in 77. Have a chance to win four tickets to the game. Homecoming Saturday at 2:30. 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, buying a home just became more expensive. Mortgage rates are now averaging higher than 5%. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the number of applications for a mortgage declined 1.7% this week. The Bankers Group says the average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage has nudged up to 5.05%. Flights are canceled because of Hurricane Michael, but airlines are still dealing with the costs associated with Florence. American Airlines says it will take a $55 million financial hit from lost business because of Florence. It canceled approximately 2,100 flights. Sears Holdings has hired a firm to help it prepare a possible bankruptcy filing. The Wall Street Journal says Sears is working on ways to avoid bankruptcy. The Dow was down 56 yesterday, NASDAQ up 2, S&P dropped 4. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
For more information,
Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com is their website. They're off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. You notice there's hundreds of vehicles on the lot right now, ready to go, ready for you to test drive. The Beamer side, I'm going to be driving one of Ben Quattrone's BMWs for Miss Illinois in the homecoming parade. So if you happen to be there, look for us in a BMW convertible. Lovely. I'll be excited to drive it and excited to get it back. A little nervous when I drive those. Also, the Honda side, wow, what do you want? What are you looking for? I mean, the Civic, back in the old days, the Civic was just the Civic. Now it's like, whoa, unbelievable you get in a car like that for under $20,000. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, drivechampaign.com. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. They are a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. Taking text number 77, and Ernie, that's you.
Outstanding.
Ernie from Saybrook, as in Saybrook Aerosmith?
That's correct.
I got you, bud. Got you back. Cool. Do you work in Saybrook, live in Saybrook?
I live outside of Saybrook, actually work in Decatur.
Gotcha. Well, thank you for listening.
Uh-huh.
We really appreciate that.
Every morning.
Thank you. Are you a big Illini fan?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think my odds are? I'm a 10.5-point underdog to Purdue, who's kind of excited about Drew Brees, former Purdue Boilermaker, who broke the all-time NFL record Monday night football in the NFL. So, you know, they got a good
pass. Odds to cover are pretty good.
Okay. What about win? Can I win?
You can.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Very good.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. You enjoy these. Thank you so much, Ernie.
All right, thank you.
You betcha. Ernie in Saybrook.
Uh-huh, 309 area code. Looks like could be first texter in. First time text again. And one.
Wow.
So very good.
Lucky.
But number 77, galloping ghost numbers as they're wearing the gray outfits.
And, you know, Canton Pro Football Hall of Fame is off Interstate 77.
Oh.
Say, isn't that Red Grange's number? That was the advertisement they used to have. Yeah, Red Grange, Wheaton, Illinois, Robert Zupke, the head football coach at the time, as in Zupke Field that you'll see on the north end, he found a lot of his players going to track meets. He wanted speed.
I see.
Red was in track and field.
I see. I didn't realize all that. Of course, you were in that little play that was written, and you knew a lot of this background information as kind of the narrator who
kind of
interviewed different phases of Red Grange in his career.
The show by Charlie.
I like that.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
At the Virginia Theater.
Yeah, really.
But is it Red Grange who's buried on the 50-yard line, or is that Zupke? Have you ever heard that?
No, I haven't heard that
one. Not in Memorial Stadium, but if you look at the cemetery
across
the street.
You know, I don't know.
You hadn't heard that urban legend here in town?
No.
Okay, I'm going to look it up.
Because Dyke Edelman's pretty much right across.
Okay. Maybe it was him as an Illini legend, Barry.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a lot of tradition. Of course, that first game, it was real muddy. for the dedication game at Memorial Stadium when Red ran for 6 touchdowns against Michigan.
Michigan.
It was under construction. It was kind of done, of course, dedicated to the World War I soldiers, and later a lot of committed to the World War II soldiers. It's Memorial Stadium and remembering the brave men and women that served World War I and II. That's why it's called Memorial Stadium. But, yeah, it's 77 Red Grange. We got more tickets as the week unfolds tomorrow and Friday as well. It's Wednesday. It is October the 10th. We're going to call Eben Brown here in a moment. He's Fox News radio reporter that is kind of our hurricane expert based in Miami. He was in North Carolina for weeks. He doesn't have to go to Panama City. This is just kind of, remember Sunday they said, gosh, I think this is going to develop just quick. Normally you got a full week of, you know, contemplation and boarding up. This just happened in 2 days. It's a fast-moving storm. Overnight it went from a 3 to a 4. This is a Katrina type of power. This is bad. And the storm surge at 14 feet, if you think of homes, that'd cover a lot of single-story homes. So the folks that haven't left and evacuated, I guess that's their business. But, man, at some point you're going, you're putting so many people in danger trying to rescue you. Anyway, we'll get the latest. What do you got over?
So, in fact, if you extend the football field's 50-yard line, you'll cross Zupke's Illini figure and Ray Elliott that are buried there. So they're mentioning Zupke and Ray Elliott if you extend the 50-yard line out to the cemetery across the street. So I also got a text in saying, isn't there a bulldozer buried somewhere on Zupke Field?
You know, you can have to ask Mike Pearson, guys from Illini Legends, listen, Laura. Mike,
exactly.
He's our resident encyclopedia, lives down in Ohio.
Okay, maybe I'll give him a text and see what he's doing.
Yeah, he'll know all those answers. I mean, you know, yeah, fire away.
Exactly.
We'll pretend we know, and then we'll check with Mike, because Mike Pearson knows all that stuff.
Good stuff.
All right, 728, Chemical Maintenance, Inc. They've been around almost 50 years, and they've got all the stuff you want to spray around your office, the electrostatic sprayer that'll kind of pound on those flu bugs. You might as well ask about it. Can you spray it everywhere? Go see.
Mm-hmm.
They'll show you all about it. I did. It's interesting. It's a, what are those little beads called? It's kind of a fully charged droplets, but they'll hit and then they create an even spread. It's fascinating. Because my tenure there was 3 full hours.
Oh, yeah.
As I worked for
Chemical
Maintenance.
You learned a lot.
I did, and I kind of felt like I was pretty good at it until they asked me to leave at 12:01.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, check it out. Electrostatic sprayer. It's a Checkmate system from Chemical Maintenance, Inc. Betsy and Brad Parks, number one electrostatic cleaning tool today, available for you so that they don't have as many sick days. 359-6262 or cmiclean.com. cmiclean.com. All right, we'll check in on the very latest. I don't know if you've got anybody down in Panama City or around there, but they're about to get pounded, and that's just hours away. So we'll get the latest on the tracking
of
this thing.
And what about the people who don't want to leave?
I don't know what you do with them, except rescue them. But at some point...
And that puts the rescuers at danger's way.
Do you rescue them, you hug them, you get them in the boat, and then a month later you investigate and say, man, that was, you had children, $10,000 fine.
Yeah, right.
I mean, particularly if you got kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're whatever age and you're an adult, you know, it's, I guess, your business, but it does... When you know it's, now it's too late. They can't leave now. It's too late. The coast is shut down. Can't go. So anyway, we'll get the very latest for you next. We're giving away OJ tickets. That's coming here in the next 30 minutes. OJ's Saturday Night Virginia Theater.
Their music has moved millions. The world-famous OJ's in concert. Saturday, October 13th, 7:30. The Virginia Theater in Champaign. OJ's.
What they do.
Tickets on sale now at the Virginia Theater box office or online at thevirginia.org. The OJ's. Presented by the Champaign Park District.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Michael's getting even stronger as it approaches the Florida Panhandle with sustained 145-mile-an-hour wind. The forecast is for storm surge up to 14 feet. People who'd been told to leave and did not are now being told it's too late, stay put.
I would tell everybody that it's going to get a lot worse. We noticed a car pass a minute ago, and please, everybody needs to shelter in place at this point.
Alan Pfeiffer's a volunteer with Franklin County Emergency Management. With Nikki Haley resigning at the end of the year, President Trump says there are five people on his short list to replace her as U.N. ambassador.
Among them, Dina Powell, a Goldman Sachs executive and former deputy national security advisor. The president also mentioned he would consider Rick Grenell, the current U.S. ambassador to Germany, but he'd like to keep him where he is.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, the president says his daughter Ivanka would do a fantastic job, but he'd be accused of nepotism, and she tweeted it won't be her. This is Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Weather permitting, North Goodwin Avenue will be closed to through traffic between West Clark Street and West Main Street from 1:30 until 3 p.m. tomorrow for the Yin Yang Zhang Garden Dedication Ceremony outside Campbell Hall. Parking will be available in lot B22 at the corner of Clark and Harvey Streets. No through traffic will be allowed on North Goodwin Avenue between West Clark Street and West Main Street during the ceremony. A new report says in national rankings of the 50 states based on their financial condition, Illinois comes in last. CentralIllinoisProud.com says the Emeritus Center at George Mason University did the study. Urbana city leaders have approved a pay raise for city workers. WCIA says with the contract approved with the local union, workers will get a retroactive hourly pay increase of 1% for 2017 and for 2018 and 2% for 2019. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
5-3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
90% chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy and breezy. High 75. 42 our low tonight. Sunshine and a high at 55 tomorrow. Down to 35 at night. Could get some precipitation. 40% shot at showers late on Friday. High 49, low 35. Sunshine and a high 57 for that Illini-Purdue game. Kickoff at 2:30 Saturday. 70 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, going to check with Evan Brown here in just a moment. The High School Football Showcase, J.T. Walker's High School Football Showcase. We got Unity at Rantoul. That'll be a good football game. Brought to you by Country Financial Agent Jesse DeHaan. Also by Tapman's Towing, Prospect Bank, ABC Heating and Air, Roof Doctors. Tammy and Randy, very honored that you voted them in the finals and the People's Choice Award, the News Gazette, roofdoctorsco.com, Carl Sports Medicine, Minuteman Press, Moomaw Trucking, Country Financial Agent Keith Garrett in Tolono, and we've got, a couple of other Wonderwell sponsors, including Community Plus Federal Credit Union in Rantoul. We appreciate them. And Mike Paul, Red Graham, CPA, preparing tax returns for over 50 years. Thank you for being one of our sponsors of the J.T. Walker's High School Football Showcase Friday night. It's Unity at Rantoul at 7 o'clock on Q96. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend Simon Owen, he is live from London, England. My friend, how are you?
Morning, Stevie. Very well, thank you.
Good to talk with you, my friend. It's been some time. You been all right?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Okay. Tracking the world. North Korean leader wants to have the Pope visit. Why?
Well, we don't know, but it's probably another indication of Kim Jong-un's efforts at diplomacy compared with the missile tests and the nuclear bomb tests and the threats of years gone by. He is increasingly, it seems, reaching out to at least talk with some prominent world leaders, not just President Trump or the Chinese president or the South Korean president, but now apparently the Pope as well. It sounds like an invitation has already been extended, albeit they're doing this through the South Korean president because North Korea and the Vatican do not have diplomatic relations. So South Korean President Moon Jae-in is heading to the Vatican next week for a visit, and his office, in setting out what he plans to do when he gets to the Vatican, says that he will deliver a message from Kim Jong-un inviting Pope Francis to pay a visit. More than that, it says that the Pope would be enthusiastically welcomed if he accepts. Now, if this was to happen, and it's a big if, it would be the first papal visit to North Korea. There are many reasons why it will not happen, not least because Catholic priests are not accepted in North Korea, but it does seem the invitation is out there.
You know, it's just a, again, I cautiously prayerfully optimistic about North Korea. I don't think I trust it, but some of the stuff that has happened, and in this case not happened, with Japan waking up looking at missiles over their heads, I don't know. Is this a transformation? Is it all fake? It's just fascinating.
Well, I mean, this is the problem, isn't it? If you don't have proof, it's hard to know for sure, although the Pope, as a man of religion, might be well-placed to relate to that. But in the sense of the North Korea process, this is something where, you know, Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, was there at the weekend, and you get the sense that U.S. officials are pretty keen on having something concrete from the North Koreans, something that is provable, that they've done something that can be checked and inspected and is a first step towards abandoning that nuclear weapons program. And indeed, Secretary Pompeo said, after he went to North Korea at the weekend, that North Korea is now open to having inspectors, some kind of inspectors, come in and check out a site that it says it's dismantled. Now, if that happens, that would be a first step. But the U.S. has been looking for a while for, I think what they want is a list from North Korea declaring the sites that it's got and how it's going to get rid of them. And it seems at the moment that that's still not happened. It's been a good few months now since that meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. But at the same time, trying to keep it going, they are going to have another one, the White House says.
And
in the next few months, we expect, probably before the end of the year, I imagine, they will, it seems, get together again and talk again. But whether there is to be any action at this point, I mean, the months are starting to go by, but whether he's talking the talk or whatever, one thing I think is curious is that the Trump administration has said throughout this, no sanctions relief for North Korea, as in the U.S. won't relax the penalties that are crippling the North Korean economy until it's fully denuclearized. Well, today there's word from a senior official in South Korea that that country is actually looking at sanctions relief now as almost kind of a gesture. And that's the sort of thing where you start to see the potential split between the US and South Korea, and that's where these things can become a little more fraught if that goes further down that road.
Simon Owen, always a pleasure, my friend. Ace, Fox News reporter, London, England. Looks like Herod's at 4. We're on. See you there.
Thanks, Stevie.
Evan Brown, one day I'll meet him. Herod's at 4. That's because I always say it.
Uh-huh.
Herod's is this massive block-long department store where Herod's, Dodi Fayed, the boyfriend of Princess Diana, mm-hmm. his dad owns Herod's.
Mm-hmm.
The family owns Herod's, and it's a department store. It's like...
It's high upper end.
No, not bad. I mean, you can find stuff. It's like Robeson's.
Okay.
In 1978 on steroids.
All right.
How may I help you?
The service.
Impeccably dressed.
Right.
You know, not
let me
wearing...
pick out a different size for you and bring it back.
And it's massive. It's got mm-hmm. every department you want, and then they have that display. It's kind of sad to see Dodi Fayed and Princess Diana display with the ring that he was going to give her for engagement. Anyway, that's Herod's in London. That's why I always reference that, because... That's where Simon Owen is. 742 ESPN 93.5. Today's your last day to register. If you want to have El Toro's take care of your tailgating for the Purdue game, you can win this taco bar and margaritas for 10. That includes tacos, rice, beans, salsa, and margaritas. And I've had Victor's tailgate.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yummy.
So go to ESPNCU.com. Fill out the blank. There were quite a few entries. I didn't know we'd have 8 or 10 or something. I think we're... hundreds or something. A lot of people are responding to
mm-hmm.
it. Well, who wouldn't want a taco bar
That's
for 10?
Right. And with a 2:30 kickoff, that means between 11:30 and 2, you're, having a nice taco bar and margaritas for your friends.
And then you'll say, there's not enough here. And you're saying, well, how much do you want to stuff your face with here, fella? It's 743 ESPN 93.5. I went to Clearview last night.
How was that? Really cool.
They have
stuff.
Smart houses where you say, turn on the lights to make them blue. Turn them on to make them, that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Nolan Atkins had it going on in one of the homes, but they're just beautiful homes up there. It's just by the high school, St. Thomas More. And there are a lot of people. Had the food truck and free and all that stuff. It was really, really good. Clearview, might check it out. Beautiful homes. And smart homes, man. Homes of tomorrow. It's fun. 7:44, back with sports next, ESPN 93.5.
Been planning a milestone anniversary trip to Hawaii? Or maybe you're taking the entire family on your first European adventure. Wherever you're planning on going, the U of I Community Credit Union wants you to fly on us. No, we aren't starting an airline. But with the Illini Visa Rewards Card, you can score thousands of points to fly anywhere in the world. Fly on us at the U of I Community Credit Union. Right now, new Illini Visa cardholders will receive 50,000 bonus points when you spend $5,000 or more in purchases within the first 90 days. See the mountains in Colorado, explore the outback in Australia, or check out the Northern Lights in Alaska or Iceland. Redeem points to fly anytime, anywhere, with no blackout dates, including flights on Southwest and JetBlue. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer, so apply online today at IlliniCard.org. That's IlliniCard.org.
You are Community Credit Union.
If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
When I started in radio, I used to play the OJs, used to be my girl all the time, late 70s,
sure.
I think. Your tickets, my final pair for the Saturday Night Virginia Theater Show, is coming up next. And by the way, Doobie Brothers tonight at the State Farm Center.
Yes.
Let's go.
I mean, you need a date night. How often do these groups come through the area?
Well, and when will they ever come back?
Right.
I mean, you know.
When we talk about these shows, we want people to step up and have the date night, whether you win the tickets or not. Because that makes, you know, State Farm Center, Virginia Theater, book these kind of acts so we keep getting this great entertainment.
You betcha.
American League Championship Series is now set, with Boston's Red Sox hosting the Houston Astros for the first two games in that seven-game series that starts on Saturday. What a finish, though. 4-3 over the New York Yankees, and a 63-second review to challenge the call at the end of the game. Los Angeles and Milwaukee Friday night, with the Brewers hosting that one. That's pretty much sports. I mean, Pacers are at the Bulls for NBA preseason action. And, you know, the Illini coming off that 38-17 win over Rutgers for our Big Ten win.
10.5-point underdogs. Purdue has got a really good passer at quarterback. So we'll see. I don't know if this David Blau or whatever the quarterback's name is, because I don't know. But if he scrambles or not, if he's like this Penn State guy, or, hey, man, we were beating Penn State in the third quarter, and Penn State is way better than Purdue. So, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
We have a shot.
That's right.
You win that thing, you beat Purdue, you go 4-2, the bowl talk will begin.
We've got some mo going.
There's no question.
Happens.
If you beat Purdue, you can beat Minnesota. You can certainly beat Maryland and Northwestern. I mean, there are teams you can beat if you beat Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, maybe.
I know at least a half a dozen people that are going to be wearing their Boilermaker gear from around here, you know, at that U of I game. So this
Isn't
should
Mark
be a
Ponica
great
a big Boilermaker?
Right, and Scott Miller comes to mind.
Scott Miller's a Boilermaker.
McDonald.
Hey, I've been over to West Lafayette a number of times. That's a great town. It's great.
My nephew, Austin.
Yeah. You don't know, it's good. I mean, Purdue's a great university.
Right.
I just hope they lose to Illinois Saturday. I don't, no offense. If you would like to go to the OJ's Saturday Night Virginia Theater, my last pair of free tickets, if you'll text in OJ, 359-2255, 359-2255.
Okay, I got an answer to the 50-yard line, who's buried where.
Pick that up.
Okay.
Tell me what number.
50.
All right, number 50 wins the final OJ tickets. This is what I used to play right here. Knew the bridge about 17 seconds, I think. I remember this correctly.
That's great.
I used to do the little 45 record we played. Stop, just let them do their doot-doot, and then I'd lean right up. And I'd walk it right up to the bridge. Oh, yeah. Big hair. 359-2255 OJ. 50th text, free tickets. And I'll tell you so. Used to be my girl. piano. Yeah, right there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bring it home. My afro wasn't as tight as the OJ's, but it was bigger. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Suderman remembers all this music.
Oh, yeah. OJ.
Did you have an afro?
No, I had it shoulder length.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
With cowboy boots. It was not a good look in today's...
Well, it looked like everybody else in the 70s, Shaggy.
Yeah.
I mean, your hair went down. I just defied gravity.
My brother's with the big sideburns.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the mutton chop.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, man. We were absolutely having it. I was 6'4" when I was 16 because I had the Michael Jackson 4-inch heels and the afro. With the afro on the heels, I was 6'4" if you talk at the top of my head.
We call them Beetle boots.
Remember, Michael Jackson had these huge, huge platforms.
Oh, yeah.
Things. I was the man. Okay, let's talk to Steve Suderman, our good friend. We'll go to the phones and the text lines here and give away our final pair of tickets. Good vibes, North Prospect, before Bloomington Road in Champaign, where all the electronics, cool stuff. What do you got?
Well, you took me to the 70s there, so maybe I'll start in there. We used to sell a brand called Advent, and Advent set a mark on the wall that was the best sound for, you know, every man. Anybody could afford a pair of Advent speakers, but they sounded just absolutely great and competed with very, very expensive stuff. We sell a brand called Paradigm. That's Canada's number one speaker manufacturer, and they've got all new monitors, all new towers, and all new subs, and we've got them. And they're kind of like Advent in that it's the bang for the buck is just the ratio is just off the chart. They've got bookshelf speakers that start at $149. They just rock, and they sound so good and so natural, so you got to hear those. And the subs they've got, they're smart subs. The subs will actually tune to your room. You use an app, use Bluetooth on your phone. You need a smartphone to do this right, or you can buy their microphone that'll do it. But speakers sound funny in some rooms. They just don't interact with the room right. You can tune the room out with the app that comes up, you know, that you get free with these things. And then Klipsch has all new stuff. So the number one speaker company in America is Klipsch, and we've got those guys too. The subs are called SPL, like sound pressure level, I think is what that stands for. And those cool copper woofers and legendary sound quality and furniture grade finish, they only change every 4 or 5 years when they can really make an improvement. Mm-hmm. And you ought to come hear these. We've got stuff that'll make your sounds like you want.
Well, it changes the experience. Whatever new sound bar I have, whatever you gave me, has so much bass. It's really good. It sounds really, really nice in that room. So, yeah, it's amazing what it'll do, transform. You have a good picture, you got to have good sound. I mean, those little tinty things on your TV, it just doesn't work.
Nee.
It just doesn't work. You got to get what he's got. It's not that expensive. It changes the entire experience. Okay, my friend, you'll install, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, and you know how to run the remote control, which is always impressive.
And program it.
See? I mean, don't you have to... Besides putting on your glasses, don't you have to read the instructions and you guys just know how to do it? It's amazing because there's so many things to push.
When our guys go out, they don't read the directions. When I go out, I do.
All right. Listen, where do we contact you or get hold of you?
You can find us on the web at gvibes.com. Drop into 1501 North Prospect or call me up at 351-0909.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Stevie.
Steve Suderman, Good Vibes, locally owned and operated. Is this Annette?
It is.
You know who the OJs are?
Yes, and my husband's going to love this.
So this is for him?
Well, for both of us, but yes.
Awesome. Do you remember when the OJs... Do you remember the band?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I hope you have a fabulous date night at the Virginia Saturday Night, Annette. Thanks for thinking of us and your husband. I hope you enjoy these.
Thank you so much.
What they do? They shout it in your face. All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
All right, those are the last two tickets I have for the OJs Saturday night.
See you and Janet in there, Andrew.
What you doing?
Yeah, I got it going.
Dude,
yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah.
This is is our show.
It's like I took her to Field of Dreams, and she looked over me, and the movie was over, and she said, I thought I heard sniffling.
That's not me. This must be the other guy. Didn't want to play catch with his dad when he's 14. Text in anything else going on, 359-2255. Late getting a call to Eben. We're going to effort him here in a few moments, and we'll call Eben Brown. Very latest on, I'm sorry, it is Eben, in Miami.
Yes.
They've got these reporters. I still don't quite get why they put them outside.
Right.
But they get safely, put safely in quotes, right, away from Hurricane Michael. It's now a Category 4. The difference between this and all the others is that we haven't had a week to think about it. This happened Sunday.
Yeah, this one's moving fast.
This is moving quickly.
Into the panhandle of Florida.
But what does a 13-foot storm surge look like?
I don't know.
2 or 3 feet can kill people. This is 13.
Hundreds of thousands of people evacuated.
Thousands have not.
I know.
So you've got them trapped now. And again, I don't know what you do.
I mean, I'm praying for first responders to safely get these people out if they're in a jam.
But if you're in a one story, seriously, what's the plan? It's going to go over the one story. Do you have a boat? Probably not. I don't know, man. It's just say your prayers that everybody stays safe, because it's a toughie.
Mm-hmm.
Be right back. Fox News will be coming up. Evan Brown after that. Hey, it's Wednesday. It's October 10th. It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time, and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash in Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Who all here likes Halloween candy? Most kids do, and most adults do too. This is a friendly reminder from your friends at West Main Dental, Angel Smiles Dental, and Illini Smiles in Champaign, Urbana, and Rantoul. As Halloween draws close, so do cavities. Candy, like most things, is okay, as long as you do it in moderation. For instance, don't consume Halloween candy this season like the Cookie Monster consumes cookies. It's just remembering not to eat too much. Milk chocolate candy is actually better than taffies and other sticky candies. Chocolate, unlike the sticky candy, dissolves into saliva and doesn't get trapped in the grooves of your teeth. The stickiest candies are the ones that get trapped in the grooves of your teeth, which coat the teeth with sugar and can cause cavities. Be sure to brush and floss this season and schedule a cleaning every 6 months at Illini Smiles Dental Care in Champaign at 356-3335. In Rantoul at Angel Smiles Dental Center at 892-8868. Or in Urbana at West Main Dental at 607-1292.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were talking about Zupke Field, and you were asking about this grave along the 50-yard line. You asked Mike Pearson, Illini Legends List and Lore.
Actually, I asked Kent Brown because he was quicker for me as far as my role.
Kent knows everything, too.
Exactly. George Huff and Bob Zupke are both buried on the 50-yard line across 4th Street. Huff is closest to the street, and Zupke is just inside his. So,
As in George Huff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Zupke and Grange?
And Grange, I didn't get anything
about. So it's
Zupke.
Okay, Zupke and Huff are right along. So it's 50-yard line straight across 4th Street.
Right.
You'll see Robert Zupke's. Dyke Edelman is right along there as well.
It could be. And it could be what I'm thinking of with Reg Grange is that statue is, if you were to draw a line.
Well, that's the statue's about fair. Okay, yeah. Okay, Zupke. Okay, we got it cleared up.
Exactly.
Well done, Kent.
Thank you.
I once had a woman call me. 1980s. And Louise Ross was her name. God rest her soul. And she was the nicest, kindest, befriended me, called and said, Robert Zupke was my friend. This is 1980s. She was 90. And she said, Robert Zupke was my friend, and your spirit reminds me of him.
Aww.
I have a chalk drawing that Robert Zupke did, and I want you to have it.
Aww.
We still have the Robert Zupke chalk drawing.
Okay.
He was quite an artist, too.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's I think they're on display at various places, I think, around campus.
Okay, good.
But I was so honored, and she and her husband, he couldn't hear, she couldn't see. And they were both 90 and lived together, and Janet and I used to go over there with Theodore, our first dog, And we'd have so many nice visits with the Rosses. And I just remember that when you talk about Robert Zupke and how honored I was to even be in the same breath as far as, you know, that was my friend. He was a great guy, and your spirit reminds me of him.
Talk about an Illini legend.
Yeah, Robert Zupke was head football coach here for 20-some years. Was it 30? It was a long time from, like, the 19-teens to the 1940s. I mean, it was a long time. And by all accounts, he's a great guy. Okay, Fox News will be next. It's ESPN 93.5. It is Wednesday, October 10.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Daily Protection Conventional or Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for $25.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone.